I'm more than happy to share one of the most basic insights in writing, in expression. And I'll even explain why I think that way. And I'll highlight some examples. And these words are words you may hear again and again. But they're calibrated to be the kind of thing you can let fade in the background. I'm speaking softly, slowly, for me. I speak faster than most people. It's something I had to learn to do, slowing down, now and then. And that's okay. And in writing, the thing I've had to learn to do is to shut off the critical part of my brain. So I'm going to give you a few insights, a few ideas, and I'm just going to repeat them calmly as I go. And whenever you experience one of the most common blocks from writing, hopefully one of these little ideas, one of these concepts, will help you to keep going, to resume, to create. Relax. As you hear these words, orient yourself toward your canvas, toward whatever you will create upon. Writing and all other forms of expression are fairly similar. I have negative artistic ability personally, but writing, here's some insight. When you are writing, the most difficult thing to do, and Stephen King said something about this in On Writing, and a lot of authors have said something about this, and I found it to be true. The most difficult thing to do is just to write, just to get it on the page and spit it out. But once you start, writing is easy. You let the fountainhead pour. Can you visualize that for me? The ideas, the words, just pouring right out of your brain onto the page. I really wish I could do that, just beam the words out of my head on the page. But you, thinking of this now, may have spotted an issue that sometimes arises. The tendency to criticize or review your work as you produce it, or to think, no, that's silly. But what's silly is sitting there, with 100 pages in your head, and none of them in the world. If you don't ever evoke it, if you don't ever cast the spell and put it to the page, no one will ever see it. Even if it's just for you. Even if you just read it yourself. So remember, the easiest thing to do once you get going is to keep writing. The hardest thing to do is to start writing. If your writing is for someone else's consumption, there will be editors, reviewers, second readers. There will be people to tell you, this is good, this part's less good. There will be people to help you. But right now, in the privacy and sanctity of a place where you're listening to my voice looping, chances are good you're there on your own. Chances are good you're there in a place of relative safety, calm, and comfort. So remember that once you get writing, it's easy to keep going. And here are some tips. Just write. Perform the physical action. Even if every third line is meaningless button mashing, perform the physical action of writing. Set a timer. Make a rule. You can get a lot of mileage out of making rules for yourself and adhering to them. Making a rule about how long you will write, or when. Many people write in the morning as much as they can, 3 or 5 pages, and they just make that the ritual. And here's another tip. The part of your brain that restricts your writing, that forestalls your thought, that over-evaluates, it turns itself down a little when you're tired. So, if you must write before bed when you're drowsy, and make it a rule that you're going to spit out some pages before you get under the covers, you can do that too. And that's the when and the what of writing. And now we go to the why. Why is there difficulty? Why do you need to get the words out? We privilege writing. We put it up on a pedestal, but it is a functional art form like any other. And the best part is, low-end writing is still quite enjoyable to a ton of people. If you put your writing out there, even if you're just starting out, someone will probably like it or get something from it. You can always find a turn of phrase, a type of expression only you can have. Novice writers worry that what they write will be derivative. Novice writers worry that someone has done it before. Experienced writers know someone has always done it before. I mean, they're gonna write the same kind of thing. They go look at what others have written, generally, and see how to do it right. You don't steal the words, you steal the idea, and that's okay. Or you work in a field that's already done it, because realistically, if you're unwilling to write something where the basic concept has been explored before, you can't write anything. Except that there will be similarities between your work and that of others, and then realize that it is your unique telling that matters. And that's all right. So find a time when you're tired and let the words out, or use a little bit of an instructive, meditative, almost hypnotic reminder. Let the words out on the page. Let them flow on the page. You may loop through these words 100 times before you finally start writing, but once you start writing, it's the easiest thing in the world to keep going. The habit of just putting aside the part of your brain that says to stop, and realizing that if you write 250 pages, and you pare them down through editing to 25 really good pages, you've still written 25 good pages more than most people do. You need to run with the idea sometimes, to let it flow out of you, to allow it to manifest in the world, so that it may be subjected to all the things which winnow and improve. When it comes to writing, to expressing, the rawer the idea is, the higher grade material it may be. So the things that are rawest and most expressive to you, the things you would scarcely say aloud, the things you hide even from yourself, maybe let them out on the page a little too. Because what you're doing is just casting the raw material. These are lumps of iron rescued from the earth. They're not ingots, they're not blades, they're not plowshares. They're nothing but lumps of raw idea. The forging is the editing and the second reading and everything that comes after. The same is true of any drawn picture. The same is true of any musical composition. You need the raw material. You have to mine it. And it's hard, grueling work to mine from your mind the things you wish to place on the page. But it must be done. That little mote of creativity is waiting to be expressed. It would be a shame if it were not shared with anyone. It would be a shame if it remained only within your mind. Instead, it should come out. Instead, it should manifest and have its influence and play over the world. And you need to start because the process of writing begins with minting this raw material. But then you will need to think about a system of people to edit or review, others who might look at your work. You need to think of an audience, even if it's only yourself. You need to find the elements that will make a system for alloying and smelting, for refining and smithing the material of your words. But first you have to mine them. Otherwise you're working only at air. And no matter how much you heat the furnace of your intense desire to write, to create art, if there's no raw material there, you're not melting anything, you're not shaping anything. And your work will be treated roughly by you and by others. Melt it, work it, shape it, burn away the impure, the furnace of self churning on. Allow that to be your watchword, that there is, waiting somewhere down the line, beyond this time, beyond this writing, beyond this moment where all you must do is get started, and that it's the easiest thing in the world to keep it flowing. There is a point somewhere further along this line, this vector, this trajectory you have traced. There is a point where you will find time, or another will, cooperating with you, to purify, to burn away the unnecessary. But right now, be comfortable with the unnecessary word, because maybe it allows its neighbor to live. You need a rich and diverse bottom of the food pyramid to eventually get a purified ingot, to eventually get a manifestation at the end of it all, a greater organism than the whole beneath, something rising. And what grows out of your work is present there, like the shape hiding inside the marble waiting to be revealed. But that presence can only manifest if you're willing to accept some dross, some impurity, some imperfection in the workable, shapeable, traceable material you are dragging out, you are manifesting. Allow yourself to write. The hardest thing to do is to allow yourself to start. The easiest thing's to continue once it's become a habit. Believe me, I know. So let yourself start. Let the beginning of that shapeable material flow from you, knowing that you will hammer it, you will refine it, you will find its corners, its turning alleyways, you will explore the city of your own writing, which will not resemble a planned city. It will be some sprawling, squatting metropolis, which eventually is winnowed down to a perfect neighborhood, a block, a park, a building. You will start with a much broader focus because that is the only way to find what you really want to be making your art about. Everything you make that you can clearly say when you look back at the end of the writing session, that isn't what I meant to say. That part isn't good. Any part that at the end, when you do your editing, and your editing may come a year down the line, we don't know. Anything you can say, that was no good, is a lesson learned. Anything you can say, nah, I don't like this bit, that means the parts you keep are the bits you like. It's okay to sift through. One in maybe 10 sentences is any good. Trust me. And some people, they write a higher proportion of good sentences because they can discard in their mind and keep writing. But if you have the choice between discarding the whole of your work and putting, quote-unquote, too much on the page, pour it onto the page. You're not even wasting real trees if you're using a computer. I mean, come on. Even if you are writing on a typewriter, well, the process of creating a finished, workable, living, written work, finding that end point, it is worth winnowing and wearing yourself a little, including setting aside the ego that says the writing has to be perfect the first time. It won't even be perfect the millionth time. You'll always be looking back going, oh, I wish I'd done that, I wish I'd done that. And that represents growth. Get past that as a negative, as a megrim. The only regret in writing that doesn't serve any purpose is regretting not writing anything because it's so, so easy. Get it on the page, even if it's raw. You can decide at the end what to do with it, who to show it to, how to winnow it, even whether you delete it. But the decision to set aside all work that you go, no, I don't really need this, the world doesn't need this, is a sober, considered decision. It's very different from telling yourself you don't have anything in you the world needs to see. Because they probably do. And I speak from experience. And I feel that experience belongs to everyone. And that's why.